Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. My name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
And yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and other local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You're definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote?
Oh,
definitely. Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18, 35? Between 36 and over 65? Okay. And also, let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten up on the wrong track?
I wouldn't say to any extreme. It's a super liberal area that spends too much. So give it middle of the road.
Okay. Would you lean more into the right direction or into wrong track?
Right.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So you said if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against?
No.
Okay, thank you. And definitely vote no or probably vote no, would you say?
Definite.
Thank you, sir. Since valid language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing
I'm aware of what you're saying. Definitely
I understand, sir. It's still the same. I got to read the question.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Definitely no or probably no against?
Definite.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no against, right, as you said. Thank you. And as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? First, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one?
I oppose.
Oh, you opposed the floor one, right? You oppose regardless. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, protecting water quality and water supply, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education in local schools, or making housing more affordable?
Making more money sense. I didn't know how you verbed. There was three of them back.
Which one, I'm sorry?
It's the third one from the back. From the
holding
last.
The line, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails?
Against. I'm against that.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County Government?
Somewhat unfavorable.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I wouldn't say any of those.
Okay. Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say, do you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County
Board? Do not trust. Do not trust.
Okay, of commissioners to spend these dollars. What, probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Probably.
Okay, thank you, sir. And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. In this case, approve or disapprove. To promote local economic development, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Say that one again.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness.
Strongly disapprove.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly disapprove.
To maintain existing trails.
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly disapprove.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly disapprove.
I appreciate that, sir. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? One, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or two, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
Two.
Okay, thank you so much. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you feel more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Strongly approve.
Much more likely, thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Strongly approve.
Okay, you would say much more likely. Thank you. And now,
yes.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
No opinion on that. I don't have one on that.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much. Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one said this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are the two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country, in the county.
Not too convincing.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to the outdoor space so our children and grandchildren and future generation can enjoy them the same way we do.
What was the one that was the most negative?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one says, Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
What was the first one?
A very convincing.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. And $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade it. Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
The one that's totally negative.
Not at all convincing, right? Thank you.
Not at all convincing.
And now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Definite.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, again, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot by the bill.
The first one.
Very convincing?
Yep.
Okay. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Number one. Very
convincing. Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as
very convincing.
Education and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus more on pressing problems. You said very convincing, right?
Yes.
The next one says this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their projects, on their pet projects.
Very, very convincing.
Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Very convincing.
And this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Somewhat convincing.
Someone could be saying, thank you so much, sir. We are 81% complete, almost done. And one final time. Taking into
this
account,
go ahead.
Yeah, we're
just
almost.
Just as a side note, how broke do you think we are in the county? I know you don't know, but $77 million.
$77 million, right, sir? Your opinion is extremely important, and that's the reason why we're taking your valuable time. But luckily, we're at 19% left, at 81% almost.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and one final time, taking into consideration, taking into account everything you just heard. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay. And you would say definitely vote no, right? Or probably voting no.
Definite.
Thank you. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. Complete in a few words. The statement is, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is...
good intent with no common sense.
Good intent with no common sense.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate that, sir. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mile for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably no against?
Probably no.
Okay. Thank you so very much for that, sir. Let me go ahead and also, I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Trump,
right. Thank you. And with which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent, Unaffiliated?
Republican.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay. And that is somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you very much. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate?
4-year degree.
Thank you very much. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Rent.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, African American, Black, Hispanic, White, Caucasian, or other?
White.
White, okay. Caucasian. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir, okay?
No problem. See you, buddy.
See you, sir. Bye.
Bye.